If somebody wants a copy of the book, and I have extra copies. It was Betzim a chesed of the machine. The machine was something wrong with it. So I sent 12 copies to the machine and printed 200. So I put a lot of them in the shamus, but I kept a few extras just in case. What? So I think the number is, I think I figured it out, it squares it. It was 12, it was 144. Because my wife put 16 in by the girls' school and got 256. So I copied it. No, that's the square of 16. So I wonder, well, over here was the square of 12. So that's what it does. So it's a very lumbish printer. You know? Or stupid machine, yeah. Okay. Okay, so the Chaver brings his two shittas over here. The Farshah Gemara, the comments of the Chaver Kuloi, that you can't use the Ashroit Shomatechus, you cannot use a metal spit for the Karban Pesach, because Chaver Ksosoi Chaver Kuloi. That's clear, we hold that, that's the posh of the case. The application over here is we want to say that you're going to need to be mevatel even the mouth of the spoon, which was not submerged into the water. That's the Kiddush over here. We mentioned the Pesukei Teshuvah. The Pesukei Teshuvah says from the Panim Iris, in a case where it actually got hot. The Kiddush over here, the case obviously, let's be misrepresented to the case for a second. He's holding the top of the spoon. Obviously, the top of the spoon is not chum. So we're applying chum, it's a chum cool, even though it's not hot. That's the Kiddush of the sheet. Right? Because it's not hot. So I could argue, yes, in a case where it's actually hot, so then, you know, it's the whole thing was affected. But over here, it's not even hot. And still he says, and we have to worry about the bliyas. That's how vite this shita holds. And that we don't paskin like. But the mice in a case where it actually got hot, Panamira says, then you talk as a chamas as a cham kuloi. Now, in the shita, it doesn't say chamas as a cham kuloi, so we had this discussion. What do you say? Do you say that it's not Melech Lebliya, it's another side at all? Or it is Melech Lebliya, but just how much can it then pull it out? You put side A in, Bliyas go in. You put side A in a second time, does it take Bliyas out from the other half? You put side B in, that's the case that we spoke about, the case over there, the Magen Avraham, when you put the other side of the Bliyas. So there are a lot of different applications. So I pretty much gave credit, whatever, you know, anybody gave me the basic points. Okay. Beratavis Mimena Bekadera, Nistim Sefalif. So what I wanted, Shalom Mimena Bekadera, that was the discussion which in the Prima Gadim and the Chavis Das about Zayah. So we gave the example where the spoon is 6 inches long, you submerge 2 inches. There's 2 inches which are within the confines of the pot, but not actually submerged in the water, there's 2 inches above the pot. So Mimena Bekadera, the Prima Gadim Madaik means 4 inches. How do you get the bliyas out of that part of it? Because of Zayah. So Zayah is taking the bliyas out of the spoon and putting it back into the pot. The Chavis Das doesn't like that. Also, he just says it doesn't bring it back downwards. The case where you would Zayah would work to bring it downwards is in a closed system. So you have a kise on the kadeira, so we say that the Zayah goes up above and then brings it back down. Yeah, that might affect it. That's a different question. That's a Zayah. Right. So that's starting point, of course, is the Ramah. The Ramah says it's Makabal the Bliya Yenik Tavishan. So then the Taz said it can even be Ayana Irui. And the Taz at the end tells you to look at what he wrote over there in Kufay, where he says even Klisheni really would accomplish that. So, okay. Number four, give two sources. Lomi Yitzar base pomim misama kishatecha makaf base pomim. So sif base. So we pointed out that the Taz and says his first own hesber, and then he brings the terumah of the hesher. One argument, the case of loy noida, you look as if the calf was lifted two times, so it's twice putting milk in. So that's the first shot, because it was loy noida, you look as if it was, you put it in twice. And then he brought the second shot. He brought the terumah of the hesher, that the kashash, that maybe a certain amount of the milk remained in the spoon, the time of the basar went in, it became basar b'cholov, and now you have one bitl mitzad the cholov, one bitl mitzad the basar b'cholov. That's what I was looking for. Make sense? Yeah? Okay. Number five. Lama bitl totally benoida b'cholos, lama bitl totally benoida hocher. So that one was a general question. What role does Noda play? And what role does Noda play over here? So we spoke about that. That was a more of a general question. It wasn't really so much on the sif. Why should bitl be totally in the din of Noda? So we said the source for that is the Rosh, Bimadaik of Mishnah in Masechta Shumas, that you need Noda to generate a din of bitl. So therefore, if multiple times Issa went in before Noda, so you'd have to be about to connect all of it. If it wasn't, if it was Noda, each one would be bottled, and you wouldn't worry about it. Why? Bittul is a din of Hanhaga, and the Hanhaga kicks in b'shas that you want, you're dealing with it. So Kol Zman, you're not Noida, you're not really dealing with it. So Meila, there's no din Bittul yet. We pointed out this, that there's a chiddush to apply it to the din of Bittul B'shishim. That was we discussed with Kveger, Bittul B'shishim, a din, regular din of Bittul, or is it just a din with Sias? There's no time there, there's nothing to discuss. So it'd be a chiddush to discuss it in the context of Shishim. So a little bit of a tangent. I just want to talk about this a little bit. I was thinking about it some more. So there's a shaila in Achronim. What's the lamdas when you let's leave Basar B'cholov for a second, because Basar B'cholov really might be different. By Shari Sirim, the din of Tom Kaker. Let's assume most of the Poskim hold that Tom Kaker is the rice. By Shari Sirim. Okay, so it's not Baltel Berayis because there's Tom. So Tom Kaker. One step is a discussion of, you know, the Tom, the Chiddush Torah, Tom Kaker, Tom is us. Now, I have a new question. How does that affect Bittul? Right? It's not automatically the same question. First question is Tom Kaker. Does the Torah answer Tom? Maybe not. Maybe the Torah answer is an actual item. Right? I take Chazir and eat Chazir. The person who eats Chazir has an available. So it's not Chazir. There's no Chazir here. It's the flavor of Chazir. That's also. So I need a limud to tell me Tom Kaker. And the Takam, the Rashi's Mashma, and the Daftari says that Tribune Moskva is more only by Kachim derives as Tom Kaker, and by Shari Surim is all Durabon. Okay, we don't pass it like that. We pass it as it's the Raisa by Shari Surim. But there's such a Shita which is Mashma, the Takam in the Raisa could be Tom of Tom Kaker. The issue is eating the item, not eating the Tom of the item. So the fact that it has Tom, etc., I, a Klimidian, it's also given here. I'm not getting involved in the sugya. It's one of the baker sugya really is in the beginning of the third parak in Pesach. The more talks about Rishis, Tom Kaker or not Tom Kaker. Nachum. Would you mind just moving to the other side? No, I don't find you. Just do it on the side. Right. So that's one step. Now the next step, okay, good. So now you're talking Tom Kaker. So now we have discussed Dinim Abitl. So Kolter Kula. There's din of bittul b'rayis. So, but over here you need shishim because there's tam. What happened to the bittul b'rayis? So, what's the lomdus? So, the Achronim have a chakira in this lomdus. They have a few mahalchim. One mahalach is, we're going to see, we get to Kuf Dalet. The Simon Kuf Dalet is an interesting shiloh. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, the more talked about that the case of an aqua which falls into vinegar. You're learning it now, right? You guys learning it now? What? It's coming up in Tani Rav a little bit, right? Right? So, in the Sukkot of Noshin Tam of Gam, the more it says that an Akbar goes in Makala, so it's Noshin Tam of Gam, and the more it brings a case where it's a problem. So, the more it says, if you say that Akbar, when it goes in, is Noshin Tam of Gam, so why can't you eat the Akbar which falls into the vinegar? The more it says, Imutei Amartit. Because it's showing what that is. Imutei Amartit. Tosha says, Pshat is that you took off the skin. The Re'ikr Pegima comes with the skin. You took off the or, so there's no Pegam, and it's fine. So it's a regular Klal of Tam going into something, not Lifgam, it's a problem. Rashi learns a totally different Pshat, the Gemara, that the meat fell apart into very, very small pieces. Rashi then says, since my sheretz, the sheer tumah is bekadasha, the sheer iser of malchus is also bekadasha. Kiddush. And bekadasha is so small that it's very possible that when he's drinking the chal, he's going to drink a kadasha of the sheretz without realizing it. That's why it's not possible. So the Rishonim understand that Rashi is saying in Yisoid that in case when you have a terubas of an issur, which it's after a hafrido, you cannot get it out, but it's nicker, you can see it's not possible. It says it's a rubric, so you can't get it out. On the other hand, it's theoretically it's possible to visualize it. So it's not possible. The Kabbalah Kodim is saying that based on this Rashi, the Rashi says in Kuftal, that if you have a taruvus and the item is nicker, even though it's the actual afrido, it's not boko. The lovers of the by time is it's a taruvus, but the item is nicker, I get it at the time. I can taste it. So I know it's there. So then it's not boko. One way to say it. Next way to say it is the tarasu tam. So the item itself is nicker, is bitaruvis. But I can taste the tam still, it's not really bitaruvis. The tam is nicker still, the Torah Asher eating the tam. Tam kicker means not that it's the way they make the ikker problem, the tam itself is a problem. Cold that I can taste it, I have a problem, I can't eat the tam. So where's the bitul? The third way of saying it is it's not called a tarubis. Cold's man is nicker, there's no tarubis. Well, since I can taste it, kilo, that part of the meat never really mixed in totally. It's either the tam is the problem on its own, the tam is never with tarubis, or the item is not with tarubis either, because I can taste it. So the voice is saying, but the same lumbus. Okay, now I get the shishim, and there's no tam. So why is it bottle? It's bottle because I serve my bottle. It means the bittel is the bittel of kol tarkula. Right? It's not the different din bittel, it's the din bittel of tarkula. Shana tam doesn't allow the regular din bittel to apply. Now that I have shishim, there's no tam, I go back to the regular din bittel. So what's that Krieger talking about? That's true by Shari sermon, not by Gosim B'chol. Gosim B'chol of the Torah answered, there's Bishol of the Torah. I don't add items into my cooking which don't do anything for the cooking. They don't add volume, they don't add flavor, they don't add anything. Why I don't put them in? So if there's no Tam Cholov, it's not Gosim B'chol. That's the problem over here. So by Shari sermon of when you, the din of Samech, yeah, it's a regular bit of Kol Tarkula. But Krieger's argument is Bosa Bacholov, it's not the regular Kol Tarkula. So, but because the point is, what are the two things here that you're mixing together and creating this new material called Bosa Bacholov? So I don't need a sugi of a din of Noida, that's the problem which you're asking. I don't need a din of Noida by Bosa Bacholov. You want to tell me I got Kaza mixed in, I did a din of Noida. Because I need a Bittul, like every other case of Bittul. A person mixing the veil, I understand. By Bosa B'chol, the punk, it's very, very difficult to understand. That was the deep cut of my cash on last time. Okay. Just what? Doesn't discuss this thing. He just says the Gabi that, you know, he's discussing the Gabi that in about this lechatchila. He handles Gabi in about this lechatchila. So wants to know, does it apply by because it's not really bitul iser, just saying that it shouldn't be hechatim of iser. Masenki by other cases could be masim. It's like a bitul iser. He asked it as a kasha, you know, the same with you. So then the concept of noida doesn't make sense either. Why should not apply other? Okay, number six. One of the stories, you don't need the two times samach. So we said over here that one argument is you don't say nasa nevela. If you learn the lamb is nasa nevela, you don't say nasa nevela and a bliya. If you learn the lamb is nasa nevela, it only applies once you take the spoon out. Because on the spoon is in there, you say it's makusher. You take it out, it's a klisheni. So it can't become nasa nevela by klisheni. According to Prima Gadim, arguably he holds that the whole lamb is over here. That it's a chiddush rabbanon that we look at as kilo. It's a new thing being nitoisiv because people perceive it as a new maisa. So that's debatable whether people perceive that by the second the calf a second time. Okay, number seven. Bereshit alavin alkanan ela bebosu bechala, which really is a site to get issue. I mean, it's the guy over here, but it's not really makom. It's where we discussed it over here, right? Why shelon say kanan bebosu bechala? What's unique about bosu bechala? Unique about bosu bechala is that the bosu and the chala together create the issue. So over there, it makes sense that when the boser absorbs milk, or the milk absorbs boser, it's not pshat there's iser and heter. It all becomes the iser. That's kanan. By shari surim, the heter absorbs chazer. The heter is heter, and the chazer is chazer. So why should I say the heter becomes iser? Right? The combination is what the iser is. So the boser and the cholov is all. For our purposes right now, the in the kudav of the bus, which we're handling over here, is the shear. How much do you need to be about? So if you say don't take kanan, you're about the amount of the original issue. Take kanan, you're about the amount that was absorbed issue. So if I have 30 kazasim of heter and a kazayis of issue falls in, so now I have 31 kazasim. Do I have 30 kazasim of heter, one of issue, and I need shear bittul against one? Or take kanan, I need shear bittul against 31. Right, do I need 60 times 31? It's 60 times one. Right, big difference. So I must have called them. We say one kazayis of baser and 30 kazayis of cholov. You need bittul 31 because the iser is the baser and the cholov. Everybody's playing a role in the iser. Right, in the case of shari surim, so that's debatable. Right, we could argue that there's one kazayis of iser. She need bittul on one kazayis. It's floating in 30 kazayis of heter. It's very nice. I can't eat it because there's iser there, and I can't separate the two. But why should I need bittul on the whole thing? There's a point because we showed the Ram says that even if you say Chanan Beishari Surim is Rabbanon. The only case of Chanan derives is Basa B'chol. And Shari Surim is a Gzeirah to Basa B'chol. There's a Tevegris Madaik and a Tois is not like that. I think we mentioned it last month, right? Tevegris Madaik and a Tois is not like that. The Tois is sold. Chanan Beishari Surim is it would be derived. The Ram says it's Rabbanon. So the way we bring Masber, the Ram makes a lot of sense. Even the Chalkim said, listen, I'm asking. And at the Raisa level, there's, you know, the Isser is Isser, the Heter is Heter. There is a Sugya which we'll end up dealing with some point in time. There is a Sugya Sagamore where the word discusses Isser, the Heter and Nefek Isser. And where you apply that concept, where you don't apply that concept. Rashi seems to say that the concept of what's Rashi and Tosis saying Heter Nefek Isser comes up in the Sugya Psachim, in the Sugya Vada Zorah, where Rashi seems to say in a case where he had a chatzitzai, so this is a chatzitzai of heter, and he eats it, he's chayv malchus, because the heter is not perfectly issur. So, which pashas is not the din of Chanan, it's a different din. Could be learned from a pasuk. Could be the lumnus of Rashi is betzim chatzirasim in the Torah. So I'm going to say the chatzishir, but a shame my sechil is only be the kazayis. So now I ate a kazayis and there was issur there. So you get malchus according to Rashi. Rashi told you don't need a kazayis of issur to get malchus. You need a my sechil to get malchus. So a chatzizayis is not a my sechil. Say my sechila. So it's also does it have to be eaten? And it's even my sechila is guy malchus. So one to learn Rashi. It's really a different concept totally. Okay. Be'er lama nefesh sir shabes chativus a kaf min b'minoy. So just the kitzur nimritz because it's not adding any time. Hachi amrin and halcha chayzer b'nir. Somebody changed it to add a yud into my writing and said hey chi amrin. So I know I meant Hachi Amrin and Hacha Chayzer B'nir. That's why one of the guys gave me a hago on my test. He said someone made a mistake. And in writing, I have a problem. In typing, I don't have the problem.
I think it was confusing because Achi is Hebrew.
Okay. Must have been.
Got it.
Didn't make much sense. Exactly. So do we say Chazir over here? That's the Shas Kasha. Why do you say Chazir over here? So what's it help me not have been time? If you hold the problem, why do you say not have been time? What does it help me not to make time? The din of Chayzer B'nir according to the Machaber. Now that's the Machaber B'shar, and we'll see. We get to the sugya of Chayzer B'nir. It's how he says. You know, it's the Machaber B'shar. Many B'sharim hold you don't say Chayzer B'nir. Even by Min B'sharim Minoy, they say that. Once the Torah was matter, it's matter. It's not Israel anymore. I mean, again, we're living in the world that, according to the Rush, by three chatichas of dry beef, yavesh, two of them are shoot and one's the rather. You know all three. If it's nailo, mamash the nailo, no problem. If it's arrived, takes up the issue. So I can taste it. It's chayzer when I can taste it. Yeah, but you're tasting heter. Bittul made it heter. So we're not gonna, right? So it's not like it's illogical. But the Machaber holds no. If the taste comes back, you say chayzer b'nir. So then Machaber says right. Even in case of min b'minoy, where there's no taste, it's still you also say chayzer b'nir. And that's the shot. That's only because gzeira otam min b'shen b'minoy. But over here, in this specific case where it's always within the same system, it's never shy to come to Tom. So then you don't say gzeira otam min b'minoy. And you don't say chayzer b'nir. Krimin mechanan b'blua. Do you say chanan by blua, which really was what we had before, in number six? So Rabban says no. You don't say chanan on the blia. We already pointed out we don't pass him like that. We pass him. You don't say chanan on the blia. But we're just using that surah as a tziruf to be matter over here. So the answer is the mechloikas. Right, and we passed, and you do take it on my bliya. Okay, he made shkilik ben kli loichol. So I guess that wasn't so clear. Some people were misunderstanding exactly what I meant by the question. What I meant to ask is what this idea that you don't take it on a bliya, who doesn't apply say chanan on a bliya inside of a food. That's what I was meant to ask. So that I spoke out and mentioned to you that's clear in Gemara, Farish Gemara, that you take chanan on a bliya in a food. The more in Kufkas, the more it says that when the milk goes into the meat, so the milk inside the meat, even though there's shishim in the pot, and all the milk in the pot is mutter because the tam bus are going into the pot, but the shishim inside the meat, there's the milk inside becomes bus with all of it. I's only a bliya. We'll say chanan and a bliya. We said it in the context of makusher. You don't say makusher by inside of a food. It's also relevant. You don't say so that the I don't know. This whole you said of the whole Ramban is bli and a kli. You don't say chana. Bli and a food. You would say chana. So if I would have Yerakas, which have Tom Cholov in it, later on I put Tom Busser in it. So you don't say chana and Busser Cholov with Tom inside the Yerakas. That's not true. You would. Okay.
So over there is the ham.
No killing. Yeah. I mean, it's a hard question. Okay, Russ, I have to leave. So at least we covered the.